Thank you for calling XPO. This is Bonita. How may I assist you today?
Yes, Bonita. My name is Barbara. The last name is Cash. I purchased a oven from Home Depot, and a gentleman or someone is supposed to come out to measure today. I got a message from the company on Sunday, but it was for delivery between the hours of 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and I work from 2 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., so there's no way that I can do this measure and be on my job at the same time. My appointment is supposed to be from 8 o'clock to 12 noon today, and I made it clear that I work from 2 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. when I made the appointment.
Okay, may I have your phone number with error code first?
314-983-0803.
Okay, 314-983-0803.
Correct.
Bear with me just for a moment.
Sure.
It takes a moment for it to pull up, so it's just real slow this morning.
Understand.
It's still searching. And what state are you calling from?
I live in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Okay, and may I have your name, please?
Barbara, the last name is Cash, C-A-S-H.
And your address?
10371 Forest Brook Lane. I'm in apartment C or condo unit C, like in Charlie. St. Louis, Mo, 63146.
Yes, ma'am. They got you from 4 to 8 p.m.
That is incorrect. I told the young lady that I worked. She said they wanted to give me Saturday, but I work on Saturday 13 hours a day. That is incorrect, miss. I cannot do it. They're just supposed to come here to measure, and I specifically requested a daytime appointment. Can you make the correction for me?
Okay, we cannot change the time frame because the routes are geographically routed by their schedule. It does have in here that you are requested an 8 to 12 window, but the routes are geographically routed by their zip code.
Can we change it to another day?
Yes, ma'am, but we cannot guarantee a time frame.
Well, why did the young lady say that?
That, I'm not sure, ma'am. They should have told you.
No, they did not tell me 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
She should have told you that they could not guarantee a time frame.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.